You're listening to SBS News.
Less than 24 hours after being acquitted on both articles of impeachment, United States President Donald Trump has used a lengthy speech to celebrate the result. Speaking to a room full of supporters at the White House, Mr. Trump criticised the Democrats who brought the charges against him, saying he was treated unfairly.
They're vicious and mean. Vicious. These people are vicious. Adam Schiff is a vicious, horrible person. Nancy Pelosi is a horrible person. And she wanted to impeach a long time ago when she said, I pray for the president. I pray for the president. She doesn't pray. She may pray, but she prays for the opposite.
Donald Trump became the third president in U.S. history to be impeached by the House of Representatives when charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress were brought against him in December for pressuring his Ukrainian counterpart to launch a corruption investigation into political rival Joe Biden. But after a three-week trial in the Senate, in which no witnesses were allowed to be called, he was found not guilty on both charges. Republican Senator Mitt Romney voted with the Democrats in favour of convicting the president of abuse of power, citing his Mormon faith as the reason behind the decision. But Mr. Trump says the allegations levelled against him were fictional.
They took nothing. They took a phone call that was a totally appropriate call. I call it a perfect call, because it was. And they brought me to the final stages of impeachment. But now we have that gorgeous word. I never thought a word would sound so good. It's called total acquittal.
Earlier, he used his appearance at the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington to take veiled shots at Senator Romney and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
I don't like people who use their faith as justification for doing what they know is wrong. Nor do I like people who say, I pray for you, when they know that that's not so.
Speaking after the multi-faith gathering, Ms. Pelosi defended Senator Romney, saying he should be congratulated for his courage.
What he said about Senator Romney was particularly without class. What did he say? There's some people who use faith as an excuse to do the wrong thing. So you remember what he said about Romney? You got that there? Well, it's so inappropriate at a prayer breakfast.
Ms. Pelosi also brushed off the comments Mr. Trump made about her while she was sitting mere metres away, saying he knows very little about faith or prayer.
I pray hard for him because he's so off the track of our Constitution, our values, our country, the air our children breathe, the water they drink, and the rest. He really needs our prayers. So he can say whatever he wants. He can say whatever he wants, but I do pray for him, and I do so sincerely and without anguish.
Brandishing a copy of the Washington Post newspaper with the headline Trump acquitted, the president declared the momentum from his exoneration will carry him to re-election this November. But Nancy Pelosi says no matter how many times Donald Trump says he did nothing wrong, history won't be kind to him.
He's impeached forever, no matter what he says or whatever headlines he wants to carry around. You're impeached forever. You're never getting rid of that scar. And history will always record that you were impeached for undermining the security of our country, jeopardizing the integrity of our elections, and violating the Constitution of the United States.
Amy Hall, SBS News.